Barry and Patricia Lushington were just beginning to settle into their new home after a shaky start. The word shaky is used in its literal sense. 2 days after the furniture arrived, the walls started to wobble and they found the master bedroom lying in heaps on the games room floor. "You've got to expect a bit of subsidence in these converted mime workings," the agent had told them, where they Skyped him to complain. "The place is 10,000 years old, after all. It's there in the surveyor's report, if you care to look." The trouble was, Barry and Pat had fallen in love with the place when they were first shown round it, and had therefore read the report with a certain degree of optimistic scepticism. "They've got to say that," Barry has said more than once, "to cover themselves." "After all," Pat had replied, "it's been there 10,000 years. It's not going to fall down now, is it?" Indeed. For 9,000 of those years, of course, it had been empty, ever since the previous occupants moved out in something of a hurry. Aggravation from the neighbours, the agent had explained. "But that was all a long time ago. You shouldn't have any trouble on that score." So they had the tunnels shored up and the pit props replaced, and it was great fun because round every corner there was a new great hall, or guardhouse, or throne room waiting to be discovered. And once the electric light was working and Pat had got some carpet down in the chasm of Mazar Gloom, it wasn't long before the place started to feel homey and lived in. It was exciting to think that their water came from their own artesian well, and they relished the thought of the savings they would make on their energy bills, thanks to the geothermal generator. "How does it work exactly?" Barry asked the engineer, a rather standoffish man with strangely pointed ears. "Simple," the engineer replied. "Down in the basement, it gets very hot. The heat boils water in a big kettle thing. The water gives off steam. The steam turns a big wheel round and round very fast." Barry pointed out that he had a degree in engineering from Imperial College London. "The big wheel turns a thing called a turbine," the engineer went on, "which gives off electricity, and the electricity runs along the inside of copper wires and makes all your machines go. Pretty basic stuff, in fact." "Yes, quite. But what are you using for a heat source in the first place?" The engineer looked past him and changed the subject. They were mildly disconcerted when they found a load of perfectly preserved skeletons in chainmail armour in what they'd already decided was going to be the guest bathroom. But the armour was hardly rusty at all, and Barry pointed out that it had looked great hanging on the walls of the breakfast room. They contacted the agent about the bones. He asked them if they had a dog. The heated indoor pool was a breeze. There was one already. The water was a sort of greenish colour and bubbled, and there was a big sort of palm tree thing growing on an island in the middle. Pat said she could have sworn she saw his fronds wave, but Barry pointed out that they were several hundred feet down, and there was no draft. So she must have been imagining it. They also found a little wooden boat drawn up at the water's edge. "Just think," Pat had said, "we can go boating on the lake without having to leave the house." Barry didn't reply. He was sure he'd caught a glimpse of a pair of very pale green eyes, watching him from the shadows. But if Pat could imagine waving fronds, he could imagine green eyes. He put it out of his mind, went back upstairs and had a drink. The only thing about the new place Barry and Pat Lushington found really annoying was the plumbing. It worked all right, but there were these awful noises, loud clanking and thumping deep down in the basement, like somebody beating a huge drum. They called out the plumber and told him what the problem was. He went bright green, made some excuse about being late for another job, and left. Pat's theory was that he was afraid of the dark, but Barry said no, he's a dwarf, that's impossible. Spiders, probably? Or confined spaces? He sent in his bill for the call-out charge, though. It was addressed to the executors of Mr. and Mrs. B. Lushington. Weird mistake to make, Barry thought. But what can you expect from a species that don't even use Excel?